dear Father, we praise you for your Son that you so freely gave. Thank you, blessed Lord, that you died under sin. You died one time. There were those that saw you ascend into heaven. We long for that time when we will see you come back for your people. As the brother said, we're living in glorious times in this age in which we're living. Signs all around us, Lord, that we can lift up our head and rejoice. We know our redemption draweth nigh. Bless this morning in your name. We ask it. Amen. Somebody once said in our church that I guess I get too emotional, so you'll have to overlook me. But I'm in love with Christ this morning. I'm in love with him. How can I not serve him? How can I not love him? Sometimes I'll go back in Isaiah 53, it said to please the Father to bruise him. That staggers my mind, and what he did it for me. In this Psalms, I like the way David started, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. God is worthy of all praise and honor that we can give him. I'm glad he loves me with an everlasting love. Yes, God showed Israel the acts of God. They seen it on the judgments poured out upon Egypt. But as God enables, I want to look at this second line of thought that God made known his ways unto Moses. The word says that God knew Moses face to face. Exodus tells us that the Lord spake to Moses face to face as a man would speak to his friends. Marvelous that a man can have that kind of fellowship with God, that kind of relationship with him. In all of our years of ministry, I don't think but one time that an individual told me that God spoke to him verbally. I don't doubt that. God can do anything he wants to do. I'm glad I can go into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Christ. God has never spoken to me verbally, but every time I open the Word of God, God speaks to me. He speaks to his Word. This is the most precious, tangible thing that God has left in the hands of the human race, God's precious Word. Weston, one time, they were talking about the price of the Bible, and with a brother, the pastor, that gave it to the young man. It didn't cost very much. He told him what the price was, and the young man said, well, this is a cheap Bible. And the pastor said, listen, young man, there's no such thing as a cheap Bible. This represents Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Moses was considered a man that was faithful. If I want to know Christ, I'm going to have to know his ways, his being, what he wants for you and I, how he leads in our lives, what his plans are for you and I. And I often ask the saints in our meeting, well, how well do you know Christ? How well do you really know him? Well, I know him as Savior. That's just the beginning. And Paul speaks of the exceeding riches of the grace of God. I'm glad for God's grace this morning. Love the message, brother. Appreciate that. And one of the first things that God revealed to Moses, and Moses cried out to God, well, God, if you know me, show me your grace. And show me the way that you can go. You said you're going to lead me, but you haven't told me who with. Show me your grace. And God replied to him, well, and I love that portion of Scripture. My presence shall go with thee. My presence shall go with me. This past month, there were 2 weeks especially that I really feel that I wasn't going to make it. God said, listen, I'm not through. I'm not through. He's a man, a God that never left me nor forsaken me. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm glad for the grace of God this morning, and I think of Paul's attitude concerning grace. It says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein we are accepted in the beloved. I don't remember when I accepted Christ as Savior. Before the age of 10, my dad died when I was 10 years old. But when I crossed the line of grace, I went from condemnation to acceptance. I passed from death unto life. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God plus nothing. Every one of you here this morning, whether you realize it or not, you are what we are by his grace and nothing else. God revealed his grace unto Moses. My, what a precious Savior. I don't see what people, how people can go on that do not know Christ as personal Savior. What do? They have no one to call on. They have no place to go, no place to look. I feel for all of these people in Florida and other places. I pray also, I trust that many of them knew Christ as personal Savior. And a man, I think it was in Colorado here, an officer was talking and said, you think this will end? He said, I'm sorry, but it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And we see it everywhere we go. But I'm glad for the keeping power of the grace of God. This one that loves me beyond comprehension, this one that chose me in him before the foundation of the world, this one that accepted me in himself, I just have to say it's grace. Grace, 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 grace. Nowhere else to go. Not only did God show him his grace, but God said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Someone was mentioned on television here the other day, and one of the main causes for heart attacks is fear and unrest. We're living in a country that's going crazy. I'm sorry, I love our nation, but our nation is going crazy. And I think it somewhat started when we took prayer out of school. We took Bible reading out of school. We tear down our signs in schools. Kids can't pray in school anymore. When I moved, they moved Christ out of our nation and out of our schools, and we're just sitting in the water dead. I think of the time that John saw Jesus coming. He mentions two things that this world is desperately in need of. He saw him full of grace and full of truth. We need grace. We need truth. Day to day, as you go on with Christ, it's God's grace that is there with us. I don't know why I hear, a couple of days ago, I woke up early in the morning, and for some reason, I just began to praise God and say, well, God, I'm glad I can see. I'm glad I can taste. I'm glad I can smell. I'm glad I can feel. Grace, grace, grace. Yeah. I appreciate that song the brother sang. I don't need eyes to see the glory of God and the grace of God. It's embedded in our hearts this morning. Oh, I long for that time when I will see that man face to face. I don't know what I'm going to do. Some say, well, am I going to sing? Am I going to dance and go on and on? I don't know what I... This is the one that made it all possible. This one died that we might live. He cleared me of all of my sin questions and staggers my mind. God took my sins and gave me his righteousness. That's grace. God's grace. Where would you be without it this morning? My presence shall go with me. Two times in my life was brought close to a place I didn't want to be physically. When they put me out, the first that kept going over and over in my mind. As I keep my mind upon Christ, he would give me peace that passeth understanding. Someone said, well, that's not possible. Well, think what you want to think. When I was out cold, that scripture kept coming on my mind. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. We're living in a nation where there is no rest. There is no peace. Look all around you. There is none for the child of God. Yes, we have it, but in the world itself. And God said, well, Moses, listen, I know thee by name. I know thee by name. Thou hast found grace in my sight. Oh, Saint, listen, you realize that God loves you beyond compare this morning. Paul mentions in Corinthians, don't you know that you're not your own, you're bought with a price? Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are His. God knew Moses face to face, but I'm here to tell you this morning, God knows me face to face. I have had sweet fellowship with Him for many, many years. I don't regret a minute of it. God knows my downsetting. He knows my uprising. He knows my thoughts afar off. The very hairs on my head are numbered. God knows what I'm thinking before I even think it. God knows you better than you know yourself. Moses, I know thee by name. You have found grace in my sight. We were in Israel one time and were permitted to go into one of the big churches. My name slips the moment. They call them a big church. And said, when you walk in, well, first of all, take your shoes off. Well, we complied so we could go in and look around. And about an aisle just as long as this is. And it was a man that started on the back of the aisle back as he first came into church. Got down on his face and he crawled 2 or 3 feet and crawled 2 or 3 feet more and stopped. And I felt like screaming to him, brother, listen, God's not there. God is at the right hand of the Father making intercession for me. I don't have to crawl and beg up to the altar, as it were, and see Christ. Listen, He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy. Hallelujah, and I will give you rest. Learn of me, learn of me, learn of me. It's grace in Christ Jesus this morning. Learn of me. Listen, John puts it this way, whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. I'm free in Christ this morning. I'm free from the penalty of sin. I'm free from the wages of sin. I'm free from the dominion of sin. I'm free in Christ Jesus this morning because He loves me and gave His grace to me. God knows you this morning. Oh, I wonder how often His heart may be grieved when He calls over and over, come unto me, and we just sit back and listen and don't reply and move when He begins to speak to our hearts. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. We have no assurance that we'll ever see tomorrow. I've been in a couple of plane rides over the ocean, and I'm here by the grace of God. I didn't think we would make it. When God began to first speak to my heart, in the military, He said, I've called you to preach. I said, no, God, I don't want it. God turned my life around and said, well, God, you get me out of this and I'll do anything. Sometimes we're like that when God pushes against the wall. God, what are you doing? It's God that works in us and through us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. We are and were created for His pleasure. God's Son wants you for Himself. And there in Malachi, he said, well, when I make up my jewels, and you know, you're God's jewels this morning. God is working in you, not for just simply just for your good, but for His glory. When that time comes and the trumpet sound, I want to be gone. I'm not going to hesitate. I believe with all of my, hallelujah, with all of my heart, when that time comes, I'm going to hear the trumpet sound, and I'm going to be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. Lord, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'll tell you, I'm ready to go. There's nothing in this world holding me here. I'm ready to go. I want to see that man face to face and say, oh, God, listen, you provided this for me. I'm going to spend eternity with you because of your love for me. Oh, this one that died that we might live. God showed him His ways, and I'm glad for the Word of God. And Moses said, well, God, show me your way that I'll know how to walk and which way to go. Show me your way. David said, well, there in Psalm 143 and verse 8, cause me to know thy way, which I should go. Which way am I going to go, God? What do you want from me? How do I know the way? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by him. Isaiah puts it this way, well, this is the way. Walk ye in it. It is a separate way. It's not a holier-than-thou attitude, but there are those that want more of Christ, and there are those that are just satisfied with him, and they want no more. They're in the Laodicean church. Well, you're rich and increased with goods, and you have need of nothing. And I'm fearful that the majority of our churches in our country today are just that way. They're rich, they're increased with goods, they have need of nothing. I think it was our daughter or somebody here just recently down at their church, and we don't have that, but they got these lights and just swing back and forth behind the pastor's head, and you know, red and green and blue, and just keep changing, and all the kids get excited. I'll tell you what excites me is Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I don't need all of these things in our churches today. We need Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. They can have that what they want it, but say, listen, I have something better. In Hebrews, there are better things. There are better things for you and I this morning. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But say, you can't please God and please mammon both. You can't do it. We need the Word of God. I feel like David, well, God, lead me into your truth and teach me. I begin to realize more and more, the more that I study God's Word and the more I get into it, the less I know. It comes line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. God's precious Word, but realize as I go this way, God said His Word will never return to me void. God showed Moses His faithfulness. And think of all that they had done through the wilderness. The people began to complain, and vipers, it was what they called it, serpents, came out and bit the people. Many of them died. God said, Moses, just make this pole of brass and set it right in the middle of the congregation, and anyone that looks at it will live. Brass speaks of judgment. Oh, I tell you, listen, I'm here this morning, not by my grace, but by the grace of God, I can say I looked at Calvary. I've looked at Calvary many times in my life. When I should have died, God said, you're going to live. When Satan says, I want your life, God said, you can't have it. He belongs to me. When I'm in sorrow, I can look at Calvary, and He gives me joy unspeakable and full of glory. He gives me a song in the night. Thank God for His grace this morning. When I'm sick, He provides healing. When I'm fearful, He erases all of that. There's no fear to those that come to God. God didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love or a disciplined mind. But saints, discipline yourselves in the things of Jesus Christ. We need God's precious Word this morning. You're not going to get to first base without the Word of God. I'm glad God saves us because of His love for you and I, but I feel like Paul, you know, well, that I may know Him. That I may know Him. Yes, there'll come a time that we know Him now, but there'll come a time when I'm going to know the power of His resurrection. One of these days, the trumpet's going to sound, and I'm going to be changed in a moment and the twinkling of an eye, and there shall I ever be with the Lord. I want to know Him in that kind of power. Job said, well, now listen. Acquaint yourself with Him and be at peace. Acquaint yourself with God and be at peace. Yes, we too sometimes have gone to many homes in our visitation of other people, and we see Bibles that are sitting there just covered with dust. You could tell they had never been read. May God give us a deeper hunger, like David, that my soul thirsteth for the living God. My soul thirsteth for Him. When they needed the manna, God gave them bread, a type of picture of Christ, the manna that came down from above. When they needed water and began to complain about that, God caused water to come out of the rock. Amazing what God did for them. And I often joke with my wife, you know, when they went through the wilderness for 40 years, Moses saw God's faithfulness. They wore the same pair of shoes for 40 years. That would put our shoe business in town today out of business. The same pair of shoes for 40 years. Can you imagine? You think that God doesn't care even about the little things in our life? Those things that grip our hearts, saints, God already knows all about it. But he said, come unto me. God showed Moses his ways. David said, will God lead me into your truth and teach me? Lead me into your truth and teach me. Oh, thank God John saw him full of grace and truth. John saw him as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. How do you know all of these things? Get into the Word of God and read it. God will show it to you. God didn't leave us comfortless, but we have the Holy Spirit today. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. He will take the deep things of God and reveal them unto us. He compares spiritual things with spiritual. We need the Holy Spirit today. Not just to feel good when we get filled with the Holy Spirit, but realize why he was given. He's my teacher. In my prayer life, he's my advocate. Many times when I get down to praying, it just seems like my mind goes blank and really I don't know what to pray for at that point, and I just begin to praise God, and suddenly the Holy Spirit begins to make intercession and begins to make many things upon my heart that we can pray for. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in our daily living, in our daily walk before the world and before Christ and before others. We need that kind of power in our life this morning. We need him to direct us and teach us in the way that he will have us to go. And Paul said that I may know him, that I may know him. How well do you know him this morning? God showed Moses his grace. He showed him his peace. He showed him his rest. He showed him his faithfulness. He showed him the fact that God was always there for him. You realize that God is always there for you? I can go boldly under the throne of grace, and thank God it is a throne of grace. Not by works of what I have done, but I go into his sacred presence by the blood of Christ. I go because of the grace of God bestowed upon my life this morning. Oh, I tell you, without that grace, my wife and I, either one, wouldn't be here this morning. We've been in situations just 5 or 6 seconds away from death. And God delivered. We were going down a turnpike one time and looked in the rearview mirror, and there was a tornado coming down the highway right behind us. We couldn't get off. We got up to about 80, 90 miles an hour. Looked, and the tornado kept getting a little closer. My wife and I began to pray, and I grabbed a hold of the steering wheel and said, "Now, God, listen. I said, God, listen. He said, David, don't forget your mind. What do you want? I said, somehow cause that tornado to take a left and go out across that empty field. And whether you believe it or not, I looked in the rearview mirror and that tornado took a left and went out across that field. Saints, that's the grace and mercy of God in our life. Don't tell me God doesn't love you and care for you. He loves you with an everlasting love. He would never leave you. He would never forsake you over and over again. Saints, learn the word of God. Be ready to give a reason for the hope that lies within you. When I look at this that I have in Christ, in the word of God, I came to him as nothing. And suddenly I've been made rich in him. The word speaks of the access to the stairs, or the secret of the stairs. It speaks of access to him. The secret of the snow, you know how pure snow is. This is the way that God can make your life. When I come into the presence of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, I learn of His righteousness. It's not mine, it's His. The righteousness of God imputed to you because you believe. When I come to Him, I find that He's the God of all comfort when I need that. You ever need comfort when nobody else is around? You need that desperately in your life? Paul in 1 Corinthians said He's the God of all comfort. I learned that when I get into the God's precious Word. When I was saved, I had no hope. After I got saved, He gave me hope. He gave me hope. My hope is not in our education. All three of our kids are getting master's degree. Thank God they can do that, got good jobs. But their hope's not in their master's degree. Their hope is in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Not who we are or what we think we can do. Saint, my hope this morning is in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. When I get into this, I learned at God's faithfulness, and I could stand for hours and tell you what God has done for my wife and I. Just God's faithfulness. She prayed and I prayed, and just that's like earlier this month, the last 2 weeks that I was there. But I said, well, God, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. Sometimes we need to get the mind out of the way and get the heart in the way. And God said, now listen, David, I'm not through with you yet. God's faithfulness. There was a man that met us at the door every morning for a solid month, prayed for my wife and I. Didn't know who he was, but prayed. I'm glad for God's faithfulness in my life. When I go to Him, I realize that I have learned healing. Somebody mentioned, I don't agree with it, he's talking about the gifts of the Spirit. And if you're not called in the gifts of the Spirit, then he mentioned that then you have no right to pray for anybody. I said, brother, you better sit down and shut up. Anytime anybody is in need, I can go before the throne of God. And we prayed for Bill when he was there in Michigan and say, many saints that we have learned to pray for, I'm glad for prayer this morning. I'm glad I can take others before God. I'm glad I can pray for myself. I can pray for my family. I can pray for my children. I can pray for our churches. We need a Holy Ghost revival in our meeting today. But say, listen, it's not going to come if we don't have a prayer life. We need a prayer life. We need a prayer life. When I get into this, I'm glad that Jesus Christ saved me by His grace, but God introduced me to something that I didn't understand. I went to the book of Hebrews, and He said, well, run with patience the race that is placed before you. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I'm glad for that. Well, God, what is this race all about? Your brother mentioned this morning, the just shall live one way. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. I'm living in the age, I staggered at the fact, I didn't think I would see a lot of things that we see in our country today. Saints, it's drawing close. Well, God, what is this all about? Well, go back and read what Paul said. Well, I press for the mark. The prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Just begin to press forward. Begin to press forward and go on and go on. Saint, listen, there's the battle in this area of faith, and it will never stop until Jesus Christ calls us home. But suddenly I begin to realize that I have the opportunity of running to receive Christ as my personal Savior. One of the greatest opportunities that God has given you this morning. Run this race because, say, listen, one of these days, nobody knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. God knows that, but I wonder how close God is and say, well, son, listen, go home, call Him home to be with you. Listen, it's nigh at the door. It's very close. We're going to be released from this life, and I have victory in Christ this morning. The Word said God always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. I'm glad my victory is in him. But saints, when it's all done, I want to hear God say, well, David, listen, well done, thou good and faithful servant. My greatest desire in this life, when I close my eyes, I know I'm going to awaken his presence, but I want to rule and reign with him in eternity. God, lead me into your truth and teach me. Lead me into your truth and teach me. Saint, listen, this is all about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It's all about him. Sometimes I catch myself during the day and when I'm alone, I feel like John of old and begin to cry out, God, amen, even so, come quickly. Even so, come quickly. We're living in perilous times. South Korea, United States, I wish they'd both shut up. Just egging each other on to war. Japan. You ever pray for the peace of Jerusalem? Peace and safety in their land. They shall prosper that love thee. Wars and rumors of wars on every side. Personally, I believe that all that we see in the world today, God is trying to speak to people's hearts and wake them up. And one of these days, reading earlier this week, concerning Lot when they brought him up out of the land of Sodom, the word said they took his wife by the hand, they took Lot by the hand, they took the children by the hand. Remember the words of God to them? Run for your life. Run for your life and don't look back. Saints, we're running for one purpose. We want to receive Jesus Christ as the bridegroom of our soul. God, help me to run. Help me to run. Lay aside the weight and the sin which doth so easily beset you and run with patience the race that is placed before us. It's just about over. Oh, I wish Christ would come today. I felt that way last year. I felt that way today. And should God tarry, I'll feel that way tomorrow. I wish Jesus Christ would come today. But saints, all that we have is like God showed Moses. First of all, we have his grace. We have his presence. We have the rest of God. We have the peace of God. But then we have the Word of God. Brother, will you come and lead us in song this morning? If anybody needs prayer for healing, we're here to pray with you. If you need to be saved, there are those that know how to lead you to Christ. Whatever your needs are this morning, we invite you to come up and pray with us. Amen.